Yo, we out here live in Living Color. We doing it real big. I'm Latanya LaPeach, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in today to Latanya LaPeach Presents. I want to say it's been a while since I've had an opportunity to get back into podcasting and recording. I apologize for that. COVID, this pandemic has really taken a toll on a lot of people's lives, and I'm no exception to that rule, you know. I do feel like that this podcast is a great outlet and gives you a good look at how you want to be seen and present yourself out now in this new way of living, you know, whatever your content is or whatever subject matter is going to be, you know. I had to reevaluate what I wanted to touch on. So I'm getting back into the flow. I feel a little rusty, but I think as I continue to talk and, you know, talk my way through it, the way you walk it out, I got to talk it out. And I think that each episode will get better as I, you know, brush my shoulders off, dust off the cobwebs and everything, and get back into my podcasting game. My public's been asking for it. They like, yo, when you dropping another audio? When you gonna record? When you gonna do something? So I have a lane, and I thank the support of family and friends. They listen to me talk my shit on air. You know what I mean? They hear me talk my shit. So but I don't really have a real specific topic about what I want to talk about today. I just kind of wanted to reintroduce myself and get out here and talk about some different things that just whatever pops up into my head, you know. I am considering doing a podcast live, like film. YouTube, I think we're going to do some recording, podcasting, and upload it to my YouTube channel. So stay tuned for that. If you think I'm animated on the airways, then imagine seeing me live and in Living Color. So we out here, yo. I get it. I pray that everybody's doing well. Everybody's feeling good. And, you know, you're getting laid. You know what? In this pandemic, sex has become very crucial. Sex has always been important, but I feel like it's even more now because, one, you got to be picky and choosy on who you're laying with, right? You can't just be laying here, laying there, and then next thing you know, boom, you got the COVID, you know? So you want to be selective in your contact tracing with your partners, you know? Some people are together who never you thought and believed would ever be together. COVID had a way of doing that for some people, you know what I mean? Putting people together that normally if you was out here in these streets and you outside and you just rolling, you probably wouldn't have been with that person. But, you know, what does a year and a half, almost 2 years do? It bring you closer. And now that people are saying, oh, I'm back outside, we back outside, you probably have to reevaluate to see if this person's the one for you or not. You know, I'm not saying my own particular story, I'm just speaking in general, you know. So, but if you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with. That's my philosophy. but yeah, I do feel like relationships have like developed out of this COVID or ended during this pandemic, and this is a good time to decide, you know, what it is that you're looking for, you know, if anything at all, you know. It's hard to say. I just think that as you're, you know, going along and trying to figure it out, that you should just, you know, have fun doing it and let it not be so serious all the time, you know. I know us ladies that are of a particular age, you know, I'm 45 years old and I'm out here and I've never been married and I'm a bit of an empty nester right now. So my daughter's grown, who just recently got married. Congratulations to Mo Sounds and Eats for Beats. Mo and Candace got married. and July 17th, and I'm happy for their union. But as for me and myself, I haven't crossed that bridge into matrimony yet, and honestly, not really on like no crazy path on doing it. I'm not saying I don't want to get married. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's not a bucket list for me. I'm not checking it off. You know, you got to be cautious on who you align yourself up with. And I'm not just going to be marrying just for the sake of marriage or worrying about being alone or being by myself. That's just not how I think. That's not how I process things. But to each his own. No judgment zone over here. I'm just speaking about what my truth is. But I do love love. I like love, and I love men, and I love options, and I love someone who loves me and who cares for me and treats me good, you know. I have a lot of good friends that I'm still currently friends with that I've tried to have relationships with, and for whatever reasons those relationships haven't worked, but no bitterness, you know. If you fucked with me, if you fuck with LaPeach, you know she's pretty cool, down to earth type of girl. So you know, I don't have any airs about myself. Like, I don't have no bad blood with ex-boyfriends and all that kind of stuff. And most of them normally want to come back anyway. But I don't know. I haven't found the one yet that I would want to jump the broom with. But stay tuned. Let's see what happens. You know, I'm enjoying the journey. You know, it's a marathon. And I'm just, you know, respecting the journey of love and dating and, you know, finding and having someone, you know, for you right now in the moment. And then as you grow together, let's see where those lanes of love lead you to. Could be to the altar. Could be just to a lifetime commitment to each other, partners. I do know an older couple who been together 30 years and aren't or hasn't gotten married, and they travel, older white couple. They both are divorced. They both like 65, I believe, 65, 66. And they were married young, and the one lady husband died, and then her husband was divorced, you know, from a previous marriage. And for the past 30 years, they've been traveling and shacking up and doing their thing. And for whatever reason, you know, this lady friend of mine, this older lady friend, she just says it works, you know. And their kids, they both have kids from the previous relationships. And they're grown and, you know, they doing what the, you know, elderly, strong, 60, over 60 plus people should be doing and living. And I'm inspired by that, you know, because I don't think it has to just be one way. But fuck all that, you know. If you having a good time and enjoying yourself and you knowing your worth and all that, then can't nobody tell you what's suited for you. You got to figure that out, you know. And I don't think it's only one path to get there when it comes to, you know, love. So, teach his own. But have some good sex in there, you know what I mean? Have some good sex. And I ain't talking about he just climb on you and hump you and it's over. I mean, like, I hope a motherfucker, I like a motherfucker that, like, you know, let's go to dinner and have a nice dinner. And then we come home and we probably have some drinks and we talk. I love communication. I love talking. And that's all part of the foreplay of leading up, right? I would think that you find yourself really bonded with a person based off of the things that lead up to that intimacy, you know, versus motherfucker just climbing on you and humping on you and it's like, ah, it's over, suck my dick, get me started. Like, come on now, you gotta finesse it a little better than that, you know. Ironically, you think that because men are older or that we're older in a certain age bracket, that these men of 40, 50 plus should already have that established, and surprisingly, a lot of them don't. They still don't. So, sex and intimacy are two separate things. And I'm finding that the more mature I become, I want good sex, but greater than sex, I like a lot of intimacy. And, you know, depending on your guy or your gal, you gotta decide if, you know, they're worthy of giving that, you know, if they capable of giving that, I should say, you know. I'm trying to figure it out. I feel like at this age, you shouldn't deprive yourself of what your wants are and what your needs are. You can have a need, you can have a want. And I do agree that there will be things that you'll compromise on, but then there's some things you just not. And I think sex, intimacy, love, you ain't got to compromise on that. Because what's for you will be for you. And whomever you want to have that with, you got to allow time for you to meet that person, right? So it's like, you know. Some people just like the idea of jumping into a relationship just to say they got somebody. Or jumping into a marriage just to say that they're married. For what? Some folks have a problem being alone. And alone doesn't necessarily mean that you're lonely. I'm alone a lot, but I'm not lonely. You know, I'm not a lonely person. But I can be alone at times. And getting comfortable in being alone. You know, like I said, I'm home now. I'm by myself. So it's a lot of quiet time, you know. I do have a guy friend that I hang out at his house quite a bit, you know. I didn't want to say, and he probably will hear this and say guy friend, like a boyfriend. He's my boyfriend, but it just sounds so, I don't know, high schoolish when you say boyfriend. Guy friend, I think, is implied, you know, but you know, it's inferred. You know that it means, oh, she got somebody, she's seeing somebody, you know, but shout outs to him. He know who he is. And that relationship is interesting because we met like right before COVID. I think we had about maybe 4 or 5 months. So we were like spending time, but it wasn't like every day. You know, we kind of just dating and hanging out a little bit. And then when COVID hit, boom. You find yourself spending a lot more time with that person, like I said in the beginning. And I started to find out a lot of things about him. I was like, oh, I kind of like this guy. It's cool because we were just in each other's space so much. You know, so now, I mean, because we've basically been in each other's space for like almost 2 years, I sort of now try to give him a little breathing room. Like we outside. I've been at your house like 3 or 4 days straight, you know what I mean? We spend it every weekend together, you know? So I just, now, there's nothing's going on. It's just, you know, you try to stretch a little bit, like let him breathe, let me breathe, and we'll see where our thing goes. Shout out to Stacks. So, I'm hoping, you know, that my audience and my crew and my friends and my family, my peoples, I hope everybody's just getting their mind straight and figuring out how we're going to live within this COVID, because this motherfucker ain't going nowhere. Do you hear what I say? Nowhere. If we're still taking flu shots and the flu pandemic, it was in 1912 and it's 2021, that already tells you what COVID is going to do. I think it's just one of those things that we have to learn to live within it. And it's trial and error. We'll figure it out. I am vaccinated. Let's talk about vaccinations a little bit. I'm a healthcare worker, so I care for COVID patients. I'm in an environment where COVID is alive and well. So I thought it was smart of me to just go ahead and get the vaccine. I got the Moderna vaccination. And I know people got different feelings about the shot. The first shot I got, didn't really feel much of anything, to be honest. Maybe a mild headache, lasted a couple hours, took some Tylenol, it was done. The second shot was kind of the same thing, a little bit of a headache, but I felt extremely tired. But no sickness, no vomiting, diarrhea, all the side effects that they say that could come with it. It was pretty easy breezy, but I did get it. And I'm trusting in the vaccinations and that the science in it is going to help, you know, with this pandemic. But I will say, I do think it's a bit unfair to force people to get a vaccine if they don't want it. We have folks who lost their jobs and can't work because, you know, they're unvaccinated. And I don't think that's super fair, but it's like a double-edged sword, right? Like you understand, it's like if folks aren't vaccinated and we get vaccinations for so many different things and you're not vaccinated, then it just causes the spread or more of a sickness, which can eventually in the long run like overwhelm our healthcare system, which it has. Last March, I saw it firsthand. Like it was just a lot. You know, just working in the hospital, I do see that it took its toll and it was very overwhelming for nursing staff, healthcare staff. I mean, from the higher ups all the way to the lowest man on the totem pole, whoever that could be, you know. It was just, everybody felt it in some way or another, you know. So because of that and me firsthandedly being in the mix of that, I just decided to go ahead and get the vaccine. But it's they made it political. It's scary because, you know, us as Black people, we got a history with, you know, them injecting things in us. But which I just got my knowledge on is that with the Tuskegee experiment, it was them not giving us penicillin, if I read that correctly, versus them injecting us with, you know, the medication, or with, well, what they didn't give us the medication, I think that was, it was like a trial, a test trial or whatever. I'm sure somebody will school me or send me a link to make me more knowledgeable of that, but it took place and it just put a damper on our minds about government and science and, you know, injections and all these things. And Black people, Black and brown people, they ain't for the shits, you know. But our communities have been terribly, terribly hit. And you can't just let people die off, you know. That's just not cool. So, I don't know. I pray that you all just stay protected and you do what you think is best for you and your family, especially with children going back to school and everything. It's a lot. It really is. It's a lot. I didn't really have much to say today. This was just like me just talking and getting back out here, and I'm going to record on Sundays and drop every Friday. The video, YouTube video podcast will be starting that should be coming in a couple weeks. I'll do some audio, tell some stories, talk some shit, tell some lies. I'll interview a couple friends. I got some interesting people that I'm going to be talking to. I have a lady that I met who's dating a guy who's 20 years younger than her, and they seem to be going pretty strong. And she got an interesting story too, because the guy, the man that she's dating, is like the same age as her son. So I was just like, I get hit on by younger guys all the time. Like, my daughter's 27, and I've had them as young as 27, maybe younger. And it's not like me trying to be young or anything like that. I don't have that type of complex, you know. I think I'm still pretty hot for my age. However, I do like to think I'm age appropriate, right? So when you get like a 25-year-old guy and he's like, oh, excuse me, how you doing? And you're like, hey, I'm good. How are you, honey? And he's just like, oh, can I talk to you for a minute? I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. When I don't want to be bothered, the pushback is, oh, I'm married, honey, you know. I'm an old married lady, you know. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know. And then sometimes, just for shits and giggles, I may even entertain the conversation. Can you mind if I see you and talk to you for a minute? Sure, not at all. Pull up, you know. And they pull up and they shoot the shit and you find yourself laughing with them. And, you know, you say, oh, he's young. You can see the youngness in him, but you're like, oh, he's fine, you know. But it don't really go anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere. It's just a little bit of flirting. But the younger guy, in my particular situation, he was like trying to holler, yo, let me, what's your Instagram? You know, I'll be, what's, where you at? You on TikTok? All that. I was like, yo, this little young nigga really trying to push up hard. He see all that booty and like, yo, I need to holler at old here. I know what it is, but I'm flattered, but I the younger guys, I'm not really so caught up in. But I do want to hear her story, and I'm interested in talking with her. She's a funny lady, so that should be something good to listen to. And if you hear this, and if you're a podcaster, if you would like for me to come on to your platform, or if you're willing to come on to my platform, I totally would love it and be glad to do it, you know. I like to talk a lot of shit, tell some lies, exaggerate a little bit. You know, it's all entertainment, you know. If you're interested and you want to come on and you free-spirited and you okay with just opening up about different things, different subjects, that's all that LaTanya LaPeach Presents is. LaTanya LaPeach Presents what? Whatever the fuck it is she wants to present. Whatever the topic is. It's nothing in particular. It's just grown. It's sexy. It's fun. It's real life. It's definitely real life. So, again, I just appreciate you guys for tuning in. I'm LaTanya LaPeach on Facebook. You can find me LaTanya _ LaPeach 215 on Instagram. And also, if you're looking for some jewelry, some fine pieces, you know, I got the jewelry game on lock. That's something that you'll definitely be able to see when I do the video recordings and uploading them up onto YouTube. You can see my jewelry, my personal custom made jewelry, name, earring names, necklaces, bracelets. I got it all. So that website is LaTanyaLaPeach215.com, and feel free to shop and browse on there, you know. A great day. I appreciate you all. It's a wonderful time. And we out here. Take care of yourselves and each other. And at the end of the day, know your worth. Know your worth. And then add a tax to it. Peace.